Just days after bringing charges of genocide, war crimes and crimes against humanity against Sudan's president, prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo said Thursday he would next seek charges against rebel leaders in the war-torn Darfur region. Moreno Ocampo said he has information about the names of two Darfur rebel commanders who were allegedly responsible for the attack at Haskinita in South Darfur last year that killed 10 African Union soldiers. He called on the rebel groups to cooperate with the court.
I think it's an opportunity for me to urge the rebels. The rebels cannot commit crimes. They had to control their people, and they had to help the court. In fact, the Security Council called all the actors, so they had to help the court to provide evidence against those who commit the attacks in Haskinita and even arrest them.
He added that all attacks against peacekeepers come under his jurisdiction, including the July 8th one that killed 7 peacekeepers from the joint AU-UN force known as UNAMID. In addition to charging President Omar al-Bashir this week, the chief prosecutor won arrest warrants last year against 2 Sudanese in connection with crimes in Darfur. One suspect, Ahmed Haroun, is a minister in President Bashir's government. The other, Ali Kusheib, is a former Janjaweed militia commander. Sudan does not recognize the court and has not handed over either man. Moreno Ocampo says President Bashir's public statements saying he would not hand over Haroun because he was following his orders implicate the Sudanese leader.
Bashir publicly said in 2007 that Haroun was following his instructions, that he would never hand over Haroun because Haroun was following his instructions. So it's like a confession, a public confession, what he did. That's why I cannot see it in my evidence. I had to present the evidence to the judges. That's what I did.
But some Western diplomats have suggested that if President Bashir cooperates with the court and hands over Haroun and Kusheib, the court could set aside its charges against him. When asked if that could happen, Moreno Ocampo replied, "Ask the judges." Moreno Ocampo was at UN headquarters Thursday to participate in events marking the 10th anniversary of the Rome Statute, which created the court. The ICC is an independent permanent court based at The Hague that tries persons accused of the most serious crimes of international concern, namely genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Currently, 107 countries have ratified the treaty recognizing the court. The United States has not signed the treaty. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.